The podcast you are about to hear was originally intended to be a friendly greeting to a man called Tim Coyne, put together in a bar called the Fog Lounge, by yours truly, the Scarborough Dude, Shane and Tom, of the Shane and Tom podcast, of which you don't hear very much nowadays, but that's another story. It's going to be put up on the Having Said That podcast, also run by yours truly, and it's kind of the dumping ground for podcasts that I really don't know what to do with, and it seems kind of fitting in that the last one I put up was a conversation between Tim Coyne and myself bad-mouthing Shane, although really it was supposed to be about Tim Coyne's book, Unkempt, which we will soon find out Tom has not yet seen. So it's a little bit, you know, what's that word, incestuous perhaps, by a bunch of friends who are very, very close, and it's not meant to exclude anybody else, but perhaps people who aren't intimately connected with the characters involved will find this of little interest and very unfunny. But hopefully Tim will enjoy at least some of it, and that was simply the intention of the whole exercise. So without further ado, here is Shane, Tom, and the Scarborough Dude sending a greeting to Tim Coyne of the Hollywood Podcast.
You did a wonderful job.
Yeah.
But I knew.
Of wearing a hat?
You know. You didn't wear a hat.
Would you don't fucking hat. Touch my we're, fucking
I see it.
Asshole.
We were just
on the fucking
we were just talking about
it. You know, I've never really took him seriously because you wore a cowboy hat in Canada.
Yeah.
In Ontario.
I knew you'd fuck with it.
Like, but he's decent.
Bill's a great guy. I mean, I was saying, he's one of the unspoken heroes of Canadian podcast. Because he's always there for people, and he does a lot, and he puts stuff on, and he's behind the scenes. Like
I'm one of the outspoken unheroes of Canadian podcasting.
Yeah.
Well, you guys both are. You guys, I already called you guys the rats of Canadian podcasting on that Tim Coyne.
I wish you guys...
Did you hear that when we slammed this guy?
No, but I wish you guys...
You don't listen to Tim Coyne anymore?
He hasn't done anything.
He just put out the podcast where we did about Unkempt. Book. The one he and I did recorded. No. Slamming this guy.
Slam he's, me for 20
he's as infrequent as me.
No, whoa, I'm telling you. He put out a fucking show. What an insult to the guy. Tim Coyne, you didn't listen to his podcast. You put out a great one.
No.
Is it because we were talking about him?
No, nothing came through my feed. I would
came
listen.
Through your feed. Come on. Hey, where have you been? You're fucking head up your ass. And I'm not playing for the camera here. I'm just saying, how could you miss Tim Coyne putting on Unkempt? That's a big fucking insult.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. Tim Coyne. Now, podcast.
Tim,
amazing.
This is,
not Unkempt? Who cares?
I haven't talked to Just Tim care. In a while. Tim is like a bum buddy of Shane's. I don't really hear much from him.
Oh, really?
Shane's.
Bum buddy.
I don't really hear much from
that's
him.
You, that's what I used to think, too. The two of them were...
Yeah.
Because I talk to the guy every week, and we chat, and we talk on the phone.
You cock to the guy? Is that what you say? You cock to the guy?
Cock
when was
to
the last
the
time you cocked to Tim?
Cock to the hand.
Conversation.
He always talks about it. Cocking. His father was a cocker.
Crooner.
Oh, crooner, that's right.
Cocker.
Did you hear him sing?
Joe Cocker.
Did you hear him sing, his dad?
Yes.
He nailed it. It was good. And his awesome. And his brother.
Wasn't that like a
fucking
really
amazing.
Old episode?
No, he just...
No, I was just one. Put out. Hey, Jesus Christ, Tom. You don't listen to podcasts anymore. Like,
doesn't everyone stop recording if I'm not listening?
Right. It's all done.
They keep recording?
And you. Okay.
They're still having tabs?
You.
Are they still having tabs?
Quantum podcasting. Fucking asshole.
You download it and it just exists? It's like...
guess
you
who's
put on headphones
dead.
And it's just podcasts?
Guess who's dead? Shane and Tom Squeezebox. What's your fucking excuse? It is kind of dead.
Yeah.
What's your fucking excuse?
It might be. It might be in a coffin.
Used to make people laugh.
Scratch.
Yeah, yeah. Bloody nails.
We used to have people who fucking responded. We used to have like feedback.
Oh, fucking excuses! Fucking excuses! We don't do it because that's not the reason. We don't do it because people stop responding.
I agree.
All right, Green Bay.
That was false.
How many times have I said, "Fucking guys, do put out a fucking podcast"? You don't. You don't listen. You don't listen.
10, 11, 12. Say it again.
I can't remember what I said. Yeah. How many times? When was the last 13, time you fuckers? 13. How many times have I said 13? 13 times 13, I've said, 13, why don't time. You guys put out a time. Fucking podcast?
We should.
You don't.
We
you don't
should.
Have an excuse.
I've got like tons of stuff.
You guys can't tell me you can't find 40 minutes between the two of you, 45 minutes to sit in the car and podcast. Come on. In a week. In a week. And give yourself in a month, a fucking month, to find 1 hour to get together and podcast.
I have between Tuesday and Thursday.
Excuse me.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And inevitably, my schedule's screwed up by meetings that don't make me money. And he's busy designing stuff.
Excuses.
That's
what,
I'm just. I can take time out of my day to do.
That's when.
That's all I'm hearing.
I'm telling you why.
That is someone. You guys, both of you, but you especially, are so full of shit. That's all I'm hearing is shit. Like excuses.
I have the time.
Come on. You have the time. You won't.
Tons of times.
So this could be symptomatic. Now, I don't want this to be too embarrassing or to make you squirm, but if you said things aren't right, this is symptomatic of it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We're not podcasting. So that's an outward sign.
Well, that's maybe that's the only thing.
I bet you'd feel better.
Maybe
if
that's
you did,
the
though.
Only piece that's missing.
No,
if
no,
we start podcasting again,
you, my like, bet.
Oh, you get the boner and it comes and,
in your car.
You always did anyway. But
in your lap.
Yeah. Right?
You got rods when
it's
you podcast
like limitless,
together.
Your
don't
brain
you?
Expands and you become a millionaire and money falls out of the sky.
No, my bet is you'd enjoy the experience. You'd get into it.
Absolutely. Every time we do a show, it's great. It's just finding the.
Well, it's not. They're not all great, no. Last one was pretty shitty.
Whatever.
Last
one you put out, you.
I don't remember.
Yeah. I just told him his last ones were shit and he's all mad now.
You told him what?
His last couple of shows were kind of crappy and now he's all mad at me.
Were they?
Like, we didn't get, but at least your fucking girlfriend got it.
Like, were they crappy?
They were just,
no, they were different. They were there because I was in a really happy zone in Nova Scotia.
Right,
your girlfriend
is
fucking
this,
got
right?
it.
It's
right?
Like,
I wasn't screaming. I didn't scream at anybody. Two fucking shows and he complains. Well, what's great is
Charlie listened to five shows and she's like, what's wrong with him in this one? And I'm like, I don't know. He goes away on vacation and he gets boring.
I got
he sees a couple of deer and he's boring. Yes,
but 301 is a comeback. Like, I came back with this one and I called you
out.
It.
Right?
It's not even loaded.
Yeah,
it's there. It's up there. It's recorded.
There.
It's done. You listen
can
to
we
it now.
Listen to it together?
You listen
tomorrow?
To it right now. You can listen to it right now.
I would be honored, Bill, tomorrow listen to it with you.
Before anybody else.
I don't care about
depends
that.
How drunk
there's
I get.
I don't care that you have to listen to it before anyone else.
Good.
Before
no, that
the
would
other
be fun.
Person.
I that would be fun because it's the one I've been not sure about. I said fuck Mohammed. And after I thought, oh, gee, I probably should have said that, you know?
You said in the show?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Mohammed?
Yeah.
Wait.
Ali or the
no
the actual
Mohammed? I was saying assholes. He's just another man. It's Allah is the one you should be paying attention to. And if this Allah of yours tells you you have to bend down five times a day and pray in a certain direction, get rid of that God. Like, what kind of fucking stupid God is that?
Right.
What wants you to do this?
It's a waste
that's a
of,
God.
That's a waste
what?
Of my time.
That's a you know. Hey, whoa, that's stupid.
Church once a week is a put out for me.
Yeah,
in
it's
a
enough,
religion.
You know.
Creepy.
Yeah. Well, I saw that coming.
Holy Christ. Thanks. That's the Tim, right?
That's the pork.
Yeah.
That's the pork talking.
Well, that's the
are we
pork
still
talking
to Tim?
Yeah, we're still talking to Tim.
Oh, hey, Tim.
Kind of lost track of him there, isn't he?
Can we all have, like, an actual conversation with Tim?
Well, you could say something personal. You can say something. We'll give you a little private time. Tom's busy. I'll just
turn we'll talk
no,
over
don't,
here.
Don't, all right.
Can I point the bug at my face?
Hi, Tim. Hey Jim.
Oh,
hey Jim, it's Shane.
Disgusting.
Remember me? Remember when I came to see you? It was awesome. Remember when we saw the guy from the Mentalist?
Show. This isn't a Tim show. I could tell from his face that he was full of shit.
What? This isn't actual. Yeah, he's going to post this on his actual. Which one?
Well, I was just,
which
I was
one
just
of your four
this,
podcasts Tim, that I've never heard
be,
of?
Well, maybe just me having said that. I could do that. I got that's my spare. That's the last one I did with Tim anyway. When I did the interview with Tim, was having said that. So yeah, you guys aren't having said that. Fucking great. I got Tim. I got Shane. I got Tom. Fucking A. Thank you. Having said that. Number eight.
Speaking of having said oh, that. No. Hey, Tim. How's the script going?
No, you sound so phony now. Oh, that is so sickening.
Shut up.
I gotta give you some private time. Sorry.
Let me talk to him right now. I can't look at either of you without sounding like a douchebag. I miss you.
Oh, did that make you gag? Wasn't that embarrassing? I miss you. And he kind of gives a little kiss to the little Mickey Mouse ears.
Remember when you did the stairs?
What? He was going up and downstairs in front of you and you were watching his mom?
No. That's just because he does stairs all
he does
the
stairs,
time.
And you watch him. You just stand there.
Every day on Twitter, it's like, Tim, is that the Santa Monica
Tim,
stairs?
Tim, can I watch you do the stairs again today? All right, Shane. Come on. You wait at the bottom there, and I'll just jog up and down in my shorts.
The worst part of stairs is he gets further and further away as he goes up the stairs. I wish it was more of like a ladder.
Well, when he comes down, does he come down like backwards?
Are you in a chariot behind him?
Or an escalator.
So
it just stays in one place. But he just climbs a ladder. But
you like
ladder
that
rotates.
Part, right?
What?
When he comes back down, does he come back down bouncing his buttocks facing you?
Backwards.
Or does he turn around with his balls and heading towards your face?
He's pretty tight.
He's pretty buff. Yeah. You like that?
Pretty old, yeah.
When he picked me up at the airport, we go to this parking garage in Santa Monica, and we're going to check into my hostel. And so he has to go into his... He apparently comes prepared with all of his clothes for the week in his car. So he's like, he's got like a tank top on in the car. He must have been just bodybuilding or something.
Holy Jesus.
Bodybuilding.
All sweaty
on Venice Beach. Yeah, he was like pumping iron on Venice Beach.
Oh, God.
He'd sand all over his back. Anyways.
So when's he going to come out? Like, why hasn't he come out yet?
Of the closet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. We only kissed once.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so.
Where was it? Where did you kiss?
On Santa Monica Pier.
Yeah, but where did you kiss him?
No, where on the body?
Oh, you kissed me on my penis.
You kissed your penis.
Oh, you mean where on my body? Yeah.
Kiss your penis? Was he holding your balls? Was he cupping them?
Cupping both. Separately, one
separately.
Hand.
And how long was the kiss?
A lot more strength for one ball than the other ball.
Like a scale.
Yeah. How long was the kiss?
4.5 seconds.
You just came right away then.
This is
really
hours.
Disgusting.
I don't think
this is fit for public consumption.
Anyways, can I finish my story?
Yeah, please.
So anyways, he's got to change. So he gets out of his car and he's like, oh, hold on. I think my backpack was in the back. So we open up his trunk on his whatever Mitsubishi. No, his Hyundai Mirage.
I don't know what you're talking about.
His car, Hyundai Mirage or whatever. It looks like a Honda something.
It's not.
It's not?
No.
So... He gets in the back and he's like takes off his like tank top and he's got like a button down.
He's
shirt.
Like breast naked. He's breast naked to you.
And
you're looking in the rearview mirror. Okay, you're in the
front.
Yeah,
I've got like my glasses and I'm like trying to like not look at him.
Okay.
Like directly at the sun.
Directly, but you're peeking.
And he puts on like his button down because we're going out. And
did he towel himself off though? Like he's glistening with sweat.
Now you're
did
getting way too excited right now.
All right, finish your story.
What
finish
he possibly
story.
Could have as a boner right
yeah.
now.
What is masquerading?
What is masquerading as a boner?
It's about as hard as it's ever going to get.
He is what we call a semi-soft, but that's full erection for him.
It's like an uncooked hunt.
You young boner.
Like trying to shove a marshmallow in a pig.
Oh, how about throwing a hot dog down a hallway?
You know, like that one? Like trying to stuff a marshmallow in a piggy bank? He said that one before?
No, I said hot dog down a hallway.
That's good.
Hang on. Can I, you know, like have you ever tried the quote from the book? You ever tried shoving your balls in a girl's ass?
Yes.
It's like trying to keep a dog in the bathtub. No.
You push one in, the other one comes up. Two dogs in the bathtub. Each dog being
anyway,
a nut.
Now, did you ever finish your story?
It's funny because I look in his car and he's got weights in his car. He's got like these. Have you seen them? They're like balls, but they have like a big. They have like a big.
Big knob.
Like,
balls and
no,
a big
knob.
No,
it's like a teardrop handle on it. So it's like a medicine ball with this big teardrop handle. Do you know what those are? It's a big ball with a teardrop handle.
They're workout balls.
So it's like this,
aren't they?
You hold them like this. Yeah. They're like a new thing in weightlifting. They're not dumbbells. Yeah. They're these weird. I think
Tim's
call
no
them
dumbbell.
Like
Tim's no
missionary
dumbbell.
Balls or something.
Yeah, I bet you he did.
Okay.
Anyways, I just thought it was kind
of unique. That was the end of the story.
He came with it, not came with his own.
Came
with
his own
weights. Yeah, in his car.
Is what you're saying?
Yeah. In case he's at traffic light and he's got to get out and do some. Wing flies or whatever they call them.
Hi,
that's pretty amazing.
Hi, beer specialists.
What?
They're very, very intelligent people who go to Detroit more than anyone we know, and they don't come here as often as they should. So fuck them. I'm listening.
No, we're done. So now it's your turn to have a word with Tim. Just a greeting to Tim. That's all. Jesus, Shane.
It's the wooden seat.
I'm more interested in what you guys are doing tonight.
Well, we're going to do that, but I want you to say a message to Tim because
no, you're going
to your private moment with
I'm
Tim.
Just
we're
giving
not
you the heads up. This place is going to be.
Oh, we're gonna take a walk.
Totally fucking jammed. Later.
Well, we're gonna take a walk.
So if you come back,
we might go to Villains and then go somewhere else.
So if you come back,
what place is decent?
If you guys
that's
come
why
back,
we're here now. We're
if
here.
You guys
now.
Come
never
back,
mind.
I have to like leave a placeholder for you. I'm just. That's all.
We'll be back at some point. But I'm not leaving.
You'll have to back. You'll have to back door later on.
Yeah.
I'll tweet you.
Tim, I asked Tom to give a message to, and he won't. And he won't listen to your show anymore. And he won't. He won't do any of that stuff. I've said my bit. I'm just trying to get. I think it's so rude of Tom. I don't know what happened between Tim. Are you jealous because he went down, spent a week with him? And,
yes.
All right. It's come to that, and that's why you didn't listen to that podcast
about.
Shane, girlfriend.
Shane, trashing me.
I don't even know what he's doing. He's got a book or some shit. That's what I know.
You got a copy
from him.
Yeah,
no, I don't. I have
didn't he give
all.
You the wrinkled copy? You didn't give it to me?
I have a copy for you.
I have nothing.
And he got mad. We got a scoop here. You haven't given him his copy yet?
No. He hasn't asked for it.
Yeah,
oh my god, this is pain to Tim. Tim, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
this
did.
Was meant to be
audio lies.
This was meant
Tim,
to be nice.
That's the weird thing about audio.
This was supposed
it
to
lies.
Make you feel good.
Lies. Video doesn't lie, audio does. He's this, like, yeah, I did. No, I didn't.
This was supposed to make you feel good, Tim. And I'm really sorry it's turned out this way.
I have a
hey, Tim, remember when you came to Windsor because you were in Detroit and that was good? Everything else? Fuck it. Garbage.
Garbage.
When you came to Windsor, that was fun. That was good. We had Chinese Matt. Food that looked like puke, and I have video of it. I'm trying to think of where that video went, because I think I posted it on Drop.io and sent you a link to it, and you didn't respond to it, or maybe you did. I don't remember. Have you ever seen that video?
Were you asking me or Tim?
You.
Matt
me.
Digital Straight Radio.
It was amazing.
No.
It was like you were the only
food
missing.
That looked like puke.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That was
well, I wasn't
food.
In when,
no,
when
that was
those a, guys came through, and that, I was envious. That's probably what brought me here. That
we
sounded like a good time.
Yeah, we trashed yeah. No, but it was... Oh, yeah, it was funny.
He may have not liked this. He would have been upset.
No, that video, I have a lot of...
It's made left in Canada right now.
It's made an actual comeback. There's a growth. See, you don't know. This has so many people out of tune. There's so many young people now podcasting. Put out.
I saw last year's pad,
shows.
Pad group photo, and it does not look like...
Careful what you say
a
about
bunch
that.
Of...
What?
Pab is a small.
Careful what
group.
You
careful
say
about
Pab.
Yeah. Why?
Because
you're going to
because
you're gonna meme
Mark
right now?
And Bob might hear this.
Mark and Bob don't care about us. We, oh, I think, I'll bet you any money. I'll bet you any money. I'll bet you any money we care way more about them. Than they, and not in a sense of I hope they like us. Like, we just actually like them.
We're still Rojikers.
The yeah. thing is, here's the thing.
When are we going to start seeing...
still Rojikers.
When are we going to get some of that money?
No one's ever told you or not.
When do we get some of that money?
Yeah.
The thing is, you disclaimer. Guys are part of the history of... Like, all the guys who was at Podcast London today, I bet you none of them know you guys. And I that's really sad. Because you're not
Bill.
Current. You're not... Except for Bill... And but yeah. other people have gone back. Like I've told other people about that. No, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Chubb Creek too.
No, but I went to PodCamp London last
history.
Year. I went to PodCamp Toronto
you went to the party.
This year.
You went to the party, yeah.
I went to PodCamp Toronto yeah. this year.
Half of Shane and Tom went. Shane went.
Yes, and no one.
But you're
other
not
than
putting
Bill Dees and John Meadows and a couple other people. Yeah, no one had any clue who I was.
No. And you guys have made that choice, and yet you were part of the whole... You're part of the history of Canadian choice, man.
Well, the history. I don't think we do anything relevant. I don't think we...
You make people laugh. You get up, and you get silly, and you do a thing. It doesn't have to be relevant. It's just... That's Sheen and Tom. You end up giggling listening to your show because you guys get so stupid.
But you don't think so wacky, so out there.
You guys get so
an end to things.
There's a natural,
yes,
just wave to things, right? Like, yes. I mean, when I look at the fact that Tom and I did a relatively once a week regular show,
yeah,
for 5 years.
All right.
Like, that's a lot.
You're saying you've done your bit, then.
No, I don't think we've done our bit, and I wouldn't say our
necessarily.
Because
you jumped on me when I accused you of saying it was over, and you said, no, we're not finished, you know, and you were all insulted that I'm saying there is no more Shane and Tom.
I mean, because it's kind of, I mean, it's hard, when you hear that, it's harsh, right? Because you want to be part of it, and I mean, you set us in a car together every single time, we can talk for an hour and be funny, and it doesn't matter what's happening around us, it's, you put us in a car, we can do our show. But I know we can do that till we're 100
For whatever years old. Reason, you're not doing it.
No, and
you feel no more need to do it, or you just simply don't want to, or it's the nature of your relationship, this isn't the time to do that.
I feel like it's more time.
In fact, time. Yeah. But I don't buy time at all. Like,
but that's what it is.
You could come into the bar one night. We can early and do it sitting at the bar across. That would be great.
I cannot come to this bar early.
You can't come to this bar and do a show.
You could.
No.
You could sit. Nobody else is here. We're doing a show right now. I'm just saying you get in a bit early. You stand here across from each other as you're doing now. And you've got a great Sheen and Tom episode right from this fucking bar. Right now.
Yeah, but if there's people here, which there
usually
are.
No, you're not
going to
do
from
this here. I'm just saying you get here a little early, and if that window doesn't come up,
that was the case,
you don't do it.
That was the case when we did a show, right? I mean, yeah, we did it in the back for a long time. And then we did it every Sunday. And then his Sundays now don't exist.
Yeah.
And during the week is hard because sometimes he's not downtown. And I mean, it's just...
You don't have to answer to anybody. You don't have to be doing it. I'm just trying to get at the root of it. I want to know, what's the reason for not? Because sometimes when you build up an audience, you get people who care, who want to hear you. You know, it's almost like you want to give some to those people. Hey, there are people out there who want to hear a Sheen and Tom podcast.
To be honest, his schedule's changed a lot more than mine has in the last year and a half, 2 years.
You look at him now, he's not even listening. He's out texting and doing stuff, and he's opted himself out of the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Joe just ran a 5K.
Joe? Oh, yeah.
Well, that is something
I
to
heard
be
that.
Of.
The moon in June?
Yep.
Carly said this. She's like, Joe ran a marathon. I was like, what? A marathon? She's like, yeah, she did the moon in June. And I was like, you know, marathon is like 26, 22 miles.
What's a marathon? I'm like, 26.2 miles. How long is that? I'm like, 40 fucking kilometers, and she, I'm never running that.
But she did one?
She did a 5K.
That's a good start.
If you train for 5
good.
Months, you can do it. Like, I know lots of people who train for 5 months and do it. Like, it's not...
It's getting kind of boring, so I'll just shut this down now. Put you guys at ease.
Well, sir.
How about running in health, Well, not boring about your wife running
in
health.
I didn't know we had a fun year to our podcast.
Yeah, thanks.
Your
show
got dead for 2 episodes.
And that button still stayed red.
Still on. All right. We'll keep it on. All right. Go on. A little more. A few more facts about marathons.
I don't think I knew anything about your trip. And you did a whole show about shows about your trip.
So what are you
know
saying
about it? You told more on my porch about your trip than I heard on your show.
Whoa. I assume everybody knows. One thing I don't have a good grasp on is what people know and don't know. And
I
just
work today, and I was like, I don't really have a one.
I think to me, it's
do.
All out there, and it's also clear for anybody.
Yeah,
no,
you have another office,
attention.
And then you work at home. Sometimes you're in this weird office; it's not yours. But
well, then
your
maybe
office,
so
not,
maybe that's
school, and I'm like, maybe that's his office. I always thought your office was at school.
That's right.
And then Tim said, he's got this other office he works in, and I was like, what?
Now I'm feeling kind of glad it's a mystery, you know? So there's, who the fuck is this guy?
Seriously.
Know?
And I listen, and I know you, and I don't... When I asked you, it was honestly today, it was like I thought you, rented a shipping tank.
It surprised the hell out of me to think that you wouldn't have even known, you know? And I think, so maybe it's not... You know, I give bits and pieces, but it's not, you have to...
Your kids,
piece it together.
I mean, I just saw photos of your kids the other day. That was the first time I've ever seen what your children look like.
Is that right? This is the one.
They're young.
That I love when they're young. And the boys hate that picture. But this is the moment of childhood that I've frozen forever. Like, boom. They're children still.
He's the older
still.
One. He's a badminton champion now.
But you see the Asian features in their eyes, too. Yeah. Kenji really looks like Daniel, too. Daniel's got that mischievous look. And I love it. And both the kids that I hate that picture. But to me, it captures the end of their childhood. And just that change. Like, well, yeah.
He's because got one pubic hair right past, here.
Well, something, well, you see, I wasn't going there. You know, but
I'm just saying. I'm counting.
Thanks, Shane. Showing a personal hair. I'll take it now.
He looks a lot like you now, though.
He does.
He looks shockingly a lot like you now.
He went downtown once with green.
I saw
like,
that.
Things. Made a fake.
Oh, that was fucked up. That was bizarre. You took that was your
just,
show.
I just wanted to
that was your show photo once.
That's right. Oh,
with
nice
this hat.
Yeah, boy, you get a few points back for that. Shane would never get that one.
I pay attention to shit, man. When I have time,
somehow,
I pay attention.
Yeah, see, Shane doesn't. Shane sort of fast forwards till he hears it's about him.
Fuck that shit. And then I sit there and listen to your goddamn show for an entire hour.
Exactly.
An hour.
Yeah.
Your 1 hour exact shows, I sit and listen to them on
but
the porch.
You
like
leave.
This.
Yeah, you leave the room, you go have a leak, you
when
go make a
boring.
Sandwich. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You decide that. That's
I
right.
never do that. That's yeah. weird. The last two shows, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go fucking do dishes or something.
But you see.
But your original shows, I like listen with headphones and I'm in it.
Headphones. Well, I knew somebody had asked me to put out shows from the vacation, and I wasn't going to because it was kind of my private time. I didn't do much when I traveled with Kenji, but I'm really glad I did. They mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
I'm really glad of them. So, but you brought back, in 301, you brought back my yelling. So you're going to hear it tomorrow and you'll like it. Because you're in it again, Shane, even though I don't call you out, right? Okay? You're in the next show, Shane. It's all right.
Please don't touch me.
No, I will.
I'm going to punch you.
Because do you remember how my guys, do you remember how my guys came after you the time you tried to get me at Podcamp Toronto? That whole they surrounded this guy. Shane was
me
scared.
Me and Dan went to the PodCamp Toronto after party. Yeah, this was that.
I never heard about this.
Shane pushed
ever.
Me. This guy pushed
I've
me.
I've never heard
he just
about this.
About knocked me down to the ground in the winter. Immediately, I got a posse. I got four guys up. They surrounded Shane. They're ready to put the boots to you right then and there.
Were
you
all,
got out of there.
Were they
fast
all five,
after
six
that.
Podcasters?
Definitely right. taking an ownership right. of your safety.
Yeah, well, there was, and that's what I'm saying. Same thing will happen tonight. What I'll do is I'll just do it really fast and just throw one punch and that'll be it. Really fast, dirty, when you're not expecting
it. What are you punching for?
Exactly.
It's because, before there's any
so
conversation.
Before, exactly. Get it out of the way like, now
yeah.
because I know you're going to fuck with me later.
You'll be nervous
right?
and I'll like...
You're going to do one more thing later, so let's get it out of the way soon in the next 10 minutes, say, before Cardi gets here.
I'm
going to deck you once. Right
I'll
in the face. Not the... flying right off your fucking face. You look so dorky now with the glasses. How can you wear anything? You look like a real dork. Oh, yeah.
That's dorkiness is a real big plus in Canadian
oh, is
podcasting.
It? Oh, that's
so maybe
why.
We need,
that's
maybe
why.
We need to do a couple shows.
No, I get it.
Shane and Tom's
dorkcast.
Dork.
Yeah, dorkcast. That's it. Why did they do it? Well, didn't you hear? They become dorks.
Dork and dork.
Yeah, dork and
your
dork.
Show.
Dorker and
dork
dorker.
And, dork and... dork. What's your other stupid alter ego? Dork
Dude.
And...
She let me poop all my cum in her, and then she fucked off.
Is some of your writing? She let me poop all my cum in her, and then she fucked off.
That's for Tim.
I can't even...
Isn't
that's
that
for Tim.
I can't
that's
even figure out what that
Tim.
Mean.
Isn't that gross?
Yeah.
He's calling cumming pooping pooping his cum.
Oh, I pooped all my cum in her.
I pooped all my cum in her, right? Instead of saying I shot my John Thomas off or something, you know?
Isn't that disgusting?
Pooped my cum in her.
I pooped all my cum in her. And then she fucked up.
That is horrible.
That's the worst thing that's been in that book. Anyway, I wanted to share that.
Thank you for
the,
sharing that. That's a nice way to end our little clip here. It's been good talking.
Can you end a clip like this? This is just us.
We can end it and you start again.
This is Jane and Tom and Sparrow Dude signing off.
Kidding.
Yeah. Hey, this is your show.
No, now so
he's like, sorry, this is your show where you get sucked.
No. Listeners are probably saying, well, now it's finally getting good.
No one listens to.
No one listens to having
said
everywhere.
That.
I like
what's
it. That's
the other
why
one?
I'm having said
things
that.
Things said. No.
Having said that.
I even explained that in one episode where I came up
at
with that.
Blogspot.com.
What do you mean? It's a different podcast?
It's a different podcast.
I gave him shit.
So you have three
I
now?
Did one with Tim. Tim was on. The last one Tim yeah. Was on Having Said That.
But does that mean you have
and
three?
And then Tim put out his Unkempt. There are three.
Huh?
That was my cousin.
So you have... you have Having Said That, Dixon Janes... And Gappage.
Oh, I should have let you guess it, but you got
no, I didn't know. Yeah, they're all on my good, fucking yeah. stupid fucking iPod that's not here right now.
Never heard of them.
Gappage is a lot of fun to do because Janine is smart, she's funny, she's hilarious, and it's fun.
I don't even know who that is. She was the intern, I thought.
She's the intern.
So
see, you're sharper. You're sharper than this guy.
But so where's said, the, where's the other guy?
I don't even know who that is. That's a whole joke.
Where's the other guy that you like... You send up like he's a fucking pontiff or something. Who's the other
I
guy?
I never fucking did that. Fucking pontiff.
Oh, and I forget who is.
Jesus Christ.
What is
your
that?
Fucking seat. Never
what
mind.
Is that?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, what? Audio never lies. Wait. Audio lies.
Always lies.
Video doesn't. Anyway. Is that a good ending?
Yeah, that was a good ending.